But the battery continued until, with a crash, the apprentice ripped the energy field generator in the center of the room right out of the floor and hurled it at his former master. The generator exploded with greater force than he had expected, throwing him and everyone else to the floor. The transparent steel dome shattered. Debris rained everywhere. He was the first to his feet, striding across the rubble to where Darth Vader lay face forward, gravely wounded and stripped of his armor in places. Flesh and machinery showed through the gaps. Finally, some real blood was flowing. The apprentice stood over him with his lightsaber upraised and ready to strike. His former master was trying to stand, feebly willing his massive bulk to move as it was supposed to. Servo motors whined and strained. When he rolled over, the apprentice froze. Darth Vader's helmet had been ripped away by the blast. Beneath was the face of the man who had stolen and enslaved him, a pathetic, hairless thing, covered in wrinkles and old scar tissue. Only the eyes showed the slightest signs of life. Blue and full of pain, they stared up at him with undisguised weariness. The Emperor appeared out of the settling smoke, glee on his face. He raised one hand as though to touch the apprentice. The apprentice felt a wave of hypnotic suggestion flow through him.
Yes, kill him. He is weak, broken. Kill him, and you can take your rightful place at my side.
The apprentice remained frozen, mesmerized by the Emperor's ghastly charisma. Why not? Wasn't this what he had considered on Raxus Prime? If he agreed to that plan, he would be free of one master and slave to another. But what was to stop him from attacking that master in turn one day? He would not make the same mistakes Darth Vader had.
No!
Coda's voice came as though from a great distance. The apprentice noted, as though viewing the world in slow motion, the Jedi Master telekinetically snatching the Emperor's lightsaber from his waist and, with a surety belying his physical blindness, using it to cut down the Imperial guards watching the prisoners. Lunging forward, he struck next at the Emperor, who stood, apparently unarmed, with one hand still reaching out for the apprentice. But the Emperor was never unarmed. Raising his other hand, he blasted Coda with lightning before the blow came close to falling. Sith energy crackled between them, and the Jedi Master fell back, caught in the Emperor's deadly grip.
Help him!
Bail Organa's voice snapped the apprentice out of his trance. He shook his head, feeling the Emperor's influence sliding off him slowly, like oil. What had he been thinking? He didn't want to return to the dark side, after everything he had been through. He had seen what it did in Maris Brood, on Felucia, and in the eyes of Darth Vader. He didn't even want to kill his master, now that he saw him humbled and at his mercy. That was where it had all started, he now realized. When Darth Vader had killed Galen's father, and Galen had snatched the lightsaber from his hand, his intention had been solely to avenge his father's death. That had been what Vader had seen in him all those years ago. Not just that he was strong with the Force. And that was why Galen had blotted out the person he had once been. He had taken that first step down the path of the dark side, all on his own, before he had been subjected to Vader's cruel tutelage. He had to retract it now, or submit to the dark side, forever. Murdering Darth Vader would accomplish nothing. Saving his friends might change the course of history. Seen in that light, the decision was surprisingly easy. A hail of shattered transparent steel and debris drove the Emperor back from Coda, breaking his concentration and freeing the Jedi Master from the fatal web of energy. Smoking and weak, Coda fell away and was caught by Garm Bell Iblis. The apprentice tossed them the comlink and advanced on Palpatine.
Good,
hissed the Emperor, his claw-like hands upraised between them like a weak old man fending off an attacker. Stumbling, he fell to his knees.
Yes.
He looked up at the apprentice.
You were destined to destroy me. Do it. Give in to your hatred.
The apprentice stood over him for a moment with his lightsaber upraised, its aqua light reflected in the eyes of the galaxy's emperor, as though it was the last thing he would ever see. With a snap, the apprentice extinguished the blade and lowered his arm. Coda limped up behind him and put a hand on his shoulder.
That's it, boy, he said with rough pride. He's beaten. Let it go.
The sound of engines from above distracted them both. They looked up to see the rogue shadow descending over the shattered dome, lights flashing on and off to attract their attention. Its repulsors dispelled the last of the smoke and sent the apprentice's tattered cape whipping around his legs.
Juno, he thought. At last, everything is going to be all right.